John, you get a chance to talk with cattlemen. I know you always are pleased to get in front of these guys and talk with them because it's one group you enjoy working with.
It certainly is. They are broad-based representatives of what's all about growing cattle and feeding our country and steak on the plate.
You know, we've heard a lot of information about the cattle industry, and as a matter of fact, NAS brought out some figures that the cattle numbers were back up this past year, which is good news for the state, isn't it?
Excellent news, and to me, a little bit of a surprise. I felt like we might be off because one reason things have been so good, we've seen a lot of folks moving cattle.
Now, one thing you did talk about in your speech, and I realize more information will be coming out, but good news, you think, for the Coliseum, as a lot of folks, that's near and dear to their heart here in Montgomery.
We are working diligently to see if we can't renovate the Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery and at the same time renovate a lot of the livestock show portions of it as well, like the Crawford Arena with an additional covered arena and new stables and some of those kind of things. And I think we're getting certainly closer than we've been in a number of years, but I'm very optimistic that we're close to having a significant announcement on that.
Good deal. And like anything else, it's just getting old and it needs some updating.
Absolutely. The old gal, as I've said before, needs a facelift and maybe a little nip and tuck and some of that. But she's been around there a long time, and we want to fix it so that she continues to be extremely important, especially to Alabama's statewide livestock folks.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.